I'm Tommy Gimler. If you're a Houston Texans fan, it looks like this Saturday is a great day to do anything else other than watch your beloved team take on the New England Patriots. They're 16-point underdogs. It's a minus 1,200 money line. It means you've got to put 1,200 down just to win 100 if you take the Patriots. Just straight up win. 1,200 down just to win 100. So if you're planning on going to New England, if you're talking to your wife about like mortgaging your house or whatever, don't be an idiot. Not your year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Brady Matthews. I haven't had a sip of booze in 10 days, which is probably why I'm tired. And Derek Rose is a bitch.
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and I just bought Adderall from the guy on the boat that the crew said no to.
Good. We might record our next 3 weeks then right here tonight.
I'm ready to go, baby.
Up all night.
Did you really buy Adderall?
No.
Fuck.
I wish I did, though. I got to go to Bieber's boat.
I love how Brady Matthews, your first 2017 intro, it's like Joe Pesci and My Cousin Vinny, where he just kind of wakes up and he's like, yeah, everything that guy just said right there is bullshit. Nothing but sports and crap. All right, guys, welcome back. Happy New Year 2017. Yeah. This is our first new podcast in like 5 or 6 weeks.
I'm excited.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah, we might be back down to 2 listeners. We were up to 4
right
at the end of the year.
Right, what?
I went and saw one of them in Wisconsin, too. He's very happy about the show.
Good.
He said no more burping into the microphone, though.
Okay.
Oh.
He said it does not make his kid happy.
Why? Howard Stern does it all the time.
Yeah, but basically with his kid, you know, they make up about 66% of our listening audience.
Right.
And he said his kid is willing to,
so we can't
to go
say,
back to Sesame Street.
So we can't say pussy or cunt.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's
perfect. That's
like right now, that's his kid's reason for living,
of course,
is the language. It's just the burping. He's not a burper.
No, I don't believe
it. Okay.
I don't know how he is about the farts, and we'll get into that. Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't want to be in the same room when Phil Sims farts.
I had pizza for lunch, so.
That's a teaser coming up in the show. Gentlemen, let's jump right into the hot mess. We've got a busy schedule. Hot mess. Of course. Of course, we're going to start off with last night's college football playoff national championship. That's what they have to call it. It's not the national championship anymore. It's the college football playoff national championship presented by AT&T.
Which, by the way, it's worthless if you don't mention AT&T.
Good thing it's not Samsung, otherwise it'll blow up in your face.
Check it out. If you haven't Googled CeeLo Green and Samsung, because what is it? It just he's in the recording studio.
He's on his phone, just making a phone call, talking on his phone, and his fucking phone blows up in his face.
Bitch, I said you're crying.
Bam.
Does he go from like singing in a really high voice, like, bitch, you are crying? God damn, that just blew my.
He goes lower in octave.
All right, so last night's national championship game, Clemson on the very last play of the game pulls it out 35-31. Your first thoughts? You guys are watching greatest game of all time, college football wise?
I'd say second greatest game of all time.
What is your greatest game of all time?
Texas-USC.
The Texas USC.
That was a
game.
Really good one, yeah.
2006.
I don't even qualify national championships as the greatest game because I watched a movie while we were on break called Catholics versus Convicts.
Oh, yes.
Cold October afternoon in 1988 when the University of Miami Hurricanes traveled to Notre Dame.
I didn't see that.
And that's one of the greatest games ever. But on the side note.
Well, that's when they weren't just tickling the taint.
No.
That's when if they were coming in with their hand, it was going all the way up your asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't just one of these little Clemson love taps. Like,
which, by the way,
just having a little bit of fun with.
There's a GIF of a guy literally trying to tickle someone's asshole in a bowl game this past last couple.
Yeah,
of years.
I did see that.
Yeah, it was the Ohio State player,
and then
they did it again to another one. And I guess it's been like a running joke. So you'd have to go back and see if they've been doing it all year. But someone on Alabama said they better not try that shit with me. Like, if they tried, they're going to break his arm.
Here's the thing, though.
So
like, we're getting into the point now where as people are started getting older, like, eventually men are going to start lobbing sexual assault cases towards
men. That's so what my thought process was. Yeah.
Listen, you can tap me on my ass all you want and say good game. Fine. Once you start growing into my taint region, I'm breaking your fucking fingers off.
Yeah, exactly. Just squeeze, man. Just squeeze. But I'm with Ferber.
Or hearing from my Uncle Morty. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like... Yeah.
I didn't ask for a moon pie.
You know, it's just like... you remember when we were in... when you're in like... We had a buddy who was almost charged with like third-degree sexual assault in eighth grade for snapping a girl's bra.
Oh, shit.
And that was already at like that point. Yeah,
wow.
If I was Chris Samuel in Ohio State and some guy's digging his fingers in my asshole...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making enough of a stink to where he's not playing in the next game.
No problem.
And he's got yeah.
And you threaten the school.
There you go, poop.
You threaten the school. That's public money. That's tax dollars. It's a bank, baby.
Right. Well, or, you know, even if, like, it's not that he has to be, like, you know, suspended from the next game, although it would be hysterical if he was.
Right.
But I want him to come out on a national stage with all the media there and have to apologize for fingering me. Right. A football player, after he tackled me, sticking his fingers up my asshole, I need him to read, and I would be able to write the apology.
Explicit, say what he did and have to apologize for it, because that's just fun.
Right. So, all right, so you are going with that the greatest game was the Notre Dame-Miami game?
And you're going, you're right. The USC-Texas game is probably
pretty
number
incredible.
One. I got to give you that one.
Yeah,
it was so back and forth the whole
and
the
then
whole time.
The I remember the Fiesta Bowl in 2003, which was the game that Miami lost to Ohio State in overtime. It was like, remember that one? Like, remember McGahee's knee went into like four different directions? Right.
Yeah, and they replayed it like a dozen times so we could all see it. How about from this angle? Yep, there's the front of it again.
Yeah, that was that's bad.
It was disgusting. And ABC, talk about like. Yeah, major purveyors of violence. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize that football could be rated MA on the television ratings,
no
but
doubt.
They managed to do it that day.
Well, I think they had just gotten the super slow mo cam, and they really wanted to show it off.
Oh man,
like the super X-Mo cam.
Right.
Little did they know that they would be contributing to medical schools across the nation for
God,
the
no
next
kidding.
10 years.
Yeah, can you imagine if they would have had those cameras at the Kennedy assassination?
Oh Jesus,
it would have been on.
I think they kind of did though. You ever watch those documentaries?
Yeah. You could probably re-edit JFK to the knee snapping in place and just have Costner saying back and to the left, back and to the – and that's – he's describing his kneecap shifting
back
and forth.
That's like when they showed Joe Theismann get his fucking leg broken by Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
It was Linguini.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that was
man.
The worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Ever. Oh. Whew.
Just the thought of it is disgusting.
Just crack.
Yeah, you just hear that. And then, you know, another funny video there would just be to have, like, someone eating, like, a big thing of peppermint bark.
Right.
And it just clicks every single time. Like, his leg gets crushed.
Oh, God.
He just takes another bite off
commercial.
The peppermint
Remember
bark.
That?
Yes. I love it. So I agree with Brady. I think the best game, because if you look at it, last night was outstanding, at least the second half. That was a really entertaining second half of football. The first half, not so much. A lot
right.
of drop passes,
right.
a lot of runs up the middle where you're just looking like, hey, it didn't work the first 12 times.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to run the ball up the middle, man.
But right. you know what? I think once Alabama lost their running back, I think they were pretty much.
That was it. He was their X factor.
Oh, dude, he was running all over him. Yeah. They couldn't stop him.
Well, right. the other guy, Damien Harris, rushed for over 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah.
And
he only got
running.
Like two or three carries once Scarborough went out.
By right. the way, Bama's quarterback, he's not going to be an NFL quarterback. I
no.
promise you that.
No.
He'll be a slot receiver or
Well, let's also keep in mind that he's 18 years old.
Sure. Hey, did you see that story about who's the quarterback for Watson, right?
Yeah.
Do you see Derek what is it? He's running back for the for Tampa Bay. Fuck is his name?
Work done.
Bought them a house. Bought his family a house in 2006.
That was the one that he grew up in,
Right, that's the one he grew up in. And now, pay it forward, you know, he's building houses for other people. But I was like, how crazy is that? That this little kid worked on, bought it for this for him and his family, and now he just won the national championship.
Yeah. How crazy would it be now if Deshaun Watson was building houses for Work Done because
right,
Work Done
right,
lost all of his money
building
houses for random people.
I didn't
people
think about that.
Right.
Right.
He's like J.K. That's, Rowling, you know, just spending all of her money on charity.
That's great.
Well, can you imagine that? Like, let's say like 10 years down the line, Deshaun Watson, like he's going to be a quarterback, but he could also be like a Terrell Pryor or something like that. He's going to be fine in the NFL. He's going
right.
to be fine. Can you imagine like if you're Work Done and you ever run out of money, the first doorstep I'm going to is Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And I'm saying like, hey, remember me?
Right.
Could I please have a room for a while? Right. Let me help, you know, help me get my feet, get back
on my
feet.
Feet.
Yeah, back
and
on
Sam
my feet,
Jackson
yeah.
would play one of those guys.
Yeah,
Samuel
exactly.
Jackson would be one of those guys. Fucking guys in every movie.
He'd
every
be in like the third
movie.
Bedroom. Don't come in here, motherfucker.
That's a tasty burger.
Oh man. Shows off to a jamming start here.
Hot start
here in the hot mess. Make sure you check us out every single day on Daily Upper Decker at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, on the Vine. And I think that's it for right now.
Still, Vine, by the way, is going away.
It still works.
In 1 week. It's January 17th.
Until then, you can fucking get us on the Vine. We're
Snapchat
revining a bunch of shit.
Everything.
Snapchat. And really, it's just Facebook. Facebook's integrating everything that all those other guys do into their platform.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, so when you guys are watching the game last night, did you – so there's a lot of people making a stink about the final play, too, saying that it was a pick.
Right.
Which, they're correct. It was a pick.
Right.
But if you're Clemson, that was a really good play call. Hey, go do a massive pick. If they don't call it, we win the national championship. If not, it's a 15-yard penalty, and we kick the field goal and go in overtime.
But someone made a point, I forget who I was listening to today, where someone else ran a similar play. It may have been Alabama where they got away with it. So they already weren't calling it. And
right.
So at that point, is it kind of like, because it's a national championship situation, you know, like in the NFL playoffs, they don't call certain things.
Hail Mary.
Let you play
like
it
Randall
out.
Cobb pushing
right,
off on the
totally
Hail Mary.
He totally pushed
yeah.
off. Right. That was totally true.
Against the Giants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He pushed off. But You get away with shit in big kind of games like that. They already – it's like a strike zone. Once the strike zone's defined, you really can't argue with
right.
it.
Or it's like the NBA at the final 2 seconds. Some guy takes a shot and gets hammered in the lane. You're not calling it.
Right. Yeah, because you need the final play to be legit.
Yeah, I
right.
heard
so Alabama
they
fans, get over
play.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Pick up a book. Learn to read. Get
yeah,
over
the,
it.
Remember
it's
the
it's
famous
over.
Super Bowl play, Eli's rolling out, and they would have – they normally would have got him for loss of
– oh, yeah, like in the grasp or something.
Right,
yeah.
They would have been like a forward progress, but mm-hmm. they let him play it through, and then he made the pass to Tyree.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts is the last thing we'll talk about the game before we move on here in the hot mess. One of my favorite parts about last night is that I thought ESPN, I thought the Ford Letter did a really good job covering the game. They had you there was no shortage, definitely not a shortage of ways to like be entertained during the game. So
right.
one of the things they did for their ESPN Megacast.
They needed to hire
the
guy that does the voice of Optimus Prime. It's like, welcome to the Mega Crash.
Or they could have just slowed down Bill Walton just a hair and gotten that. So what they did is they did a thing called ESPN Voices, where they had like Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Walton, Jay Billis, and some girls. I think Rachel Nichols and a couple of other maybe Jemele Hill was in there.
Okay.
So what it was you could watch the game, and then you'd watch these guys react as well. And Bill Walton was probably higher than a motherfucker. He dressed up in Uncle Sam with the
yeah.
big, tall, like, Abe Lincoln hat on.
I don't understand what he was going for. I mean, the peyote look, I don't get it.
No, he was. That's exactly why. He was high on peyote.
Right. So
had to match
it's hysterical. They came back from commercial early, and he's in the middle of like a weed rant with Jay Billis. And Jay Billis like looks like he'd rather be in like a living room jamming a screwdriver up his pee hole or some shit. Like, he does not want to be here listening to this. And all you hear Bill Walton saying is, marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug. And then you hear like the producer like, Bill, and they cut. Check it out. I did an article on mandatory.com today. Check it out.
Oh, that's so good.
That's funny. That's
so then awesome. Then later on, they're like throwing a football around. I don't know if it's like halftime or like just in between quarters or whatever. And he's throwing a football around, and he's like, I like to get high. And everyone's like, oh. So it was like, it was basically like a stage for Bill Walton to like just talk about how much
imagine
he loves
smoking weed.
Weed
with Bill Walton's big ass teeth. And you're like, oh, I don't want to look.
That's the thing.
Like,
you
look at
how
this
people
guy.
Are always afraid
just
of
wipe
like,
it off.
People, well, people are afraid of too much lip when it makes it wet. Like, you'd be afraid the teeth get in there. You pick the joint, and it's like half of it's cut off. You know what I mean? You don't even get the whole
thing. Don't eat the joint, Bill.
Yeah, don't eat the joint, Bill. You know, I feel like Bill Walton is why Luke Walton is such a successful coach and a leader of men, because that's not who his dad is at all. Like, that was his way of rebelling, was like running a basketball team,
right.
potentially coaching them to a title in like 3 or 4 years. What a way to stick it to fucking pothead dad.
Eating Fun Dip instead of like a strip of acid.
Yeah. Right, because you know, the people are like, not talking about the Lakers because they suck, and they're like, did you see what your dad did?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
He's all, like I said,
did you have any questions for me about the game? And they're like, nah, not at all.
We just want to know
back
where your
stupid
dad gets shit, because it's pretty good.
Back
either that or
dad.
Every single time he had a sleepover with like the AAU team, like his dad was like naked from the waist
shit.
Down. Like,
hey, you guys
anybody want waffles this
right.
morning? No, we're not hungry.
He picks him up in
thanks.
The car, and he's got no pants on. Yeah. What the fuck? He goes, I knew it was a draft in here.
Marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug, Bill.
But
that's so great.
But I actually liked it. If you haven't, there's a couple of takes you can find of Bill Walton and some of his commentary. I just thought it was just hysterical watching Jay Billis just look there like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm a college basketball analyst.
Right.
So they must have thrown some decent cash at him, well, just to sit
throw
there.
Throw it down, big man.
But that's the thing. I feel like that – The college football is so much of ESPN's budget. They've shelled out so much money for all seven of those games.
Well, and then all of the bowls before that, like the thrifty GoDaddy,
yeah,
Little Caesars,
right,
Papa John's Bowl, whatever.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
You know, the Ever Ready Battery Bowl.
Fucking Paid Forward Bowl.
Yeah, the Poinsettia Credit Union Bowl. Like, right. What the fuck, man? You can't get there's no Poinsettia Credit Union in Wisconsin. So, like, why are you sponsoring that? If it was only a game that was shown in California, maybe.
So how do we fix this? How does college football fix this bloated? Because that's what happens whenever you focus on the bottom line. You just try to make the most money. You dilute the product. That's
right.
Always the case. Anytime you go big, you end up selling shit in the end. Your shit still makes money, but it's shit, and eventually people kind of catch on.
Well, it's just like anything. Like, if you want ticket prices to baseball games to go down, don't go to games when the Brewers are playing the White Sox in an interleague matchup. Don't go to that game and watch two shit dick teams and make them bring their prices down to like $4 for that game. And it's the same thing with don't watch Middle Tennessee State take on Minnesota, or like what was the one team? It was North Texas was playing
The Mean Green.
Wyoming?
Yeah, were they playing Army? I think Army was 6-6.
Oh, right.
And North Texas was 5-7.
Wait,
5-7.
Wait, why is a losing record? I think you have to win 6 games.
Because they have so many
bowls.
They
won their conference, I think, right?
Oh,
no, they just have so many bowls now. So, and here was the thing. To the NCAA's credit, they actually put the kibosh on 4 new bowls. There were people who were like, hey, you can make money on this. It's a nonprofit. You set it up as a nonprofit. That's why, like, the Boca Raton Bowl is like, we don't need a fucking sponsor for the bowl because we're a nonprofit. If anything, if we lose money, it's a tax write-off.
Right.
It's such a shoddy system. Unless you start a bowl, then it's a great system. Because a while
you guys
back,
want to start a bowl game?
Yes.
Should we start a
shit your pants bowl?
The yeah, LA totally. The LA Comedian Bowl.
How about you shit your pants and you have to play the game still?
The halftime show is
you're
magical.
Not allowed to play if you don't try to finger the other guy's asshole. Right.
So yeah, so that's what you do. You just don't watch the games. But you know, they put them on at a time when like most people aren't working,
right.
And they put them on at like 11 in the morning. And you're like, yeah. What else am I going to watch at 11 in the morning?
Right.
Or on Christmas Eve, you know, your uncle's all fucked up again on Pabst, so it's like, I don't want to hang out with this guy in the living room. Let's go see what's on TV. Oh, the Hawaii Bowl. Okay, I'll watch Hawaii play whoever.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Home game bowl.
Yeah, right. So I think there's your solution to that. Now, something that that people are watching is the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
So we'll move on here in the hot mess, except for probably the Raiders and Texans game. Did anybody watch this one? I did not take
the thing.
I actually did watch it.
It
didn't turn out to be a bad game.
Well, the over hit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all right. I think the Texans are going to get smoked this next game. They're going to get smoked. Brock Osweiler, all he had to do was not fuck up against, you know, because
that's
the Raiders,
what he does.
But I know, but the Raiders, the thing is they didn't have Carr. And if they had Carr, Raiders win that game, no problem. But the problem is the Raiders now have no offense, so the defense is out there for way longer.
You can put 8 guys in the box.
And
try
to
run on us.
And so all the Texans had to do was just throw screen passes, and then once they thought it was going to be a screen pass, you just throw the ball right down the fucking field. Mm-hmm. So I think Texans get smoked. Who are they playing next? Kansas City?
They play New England. So
they play New England.
Not this Saturday, right?
Either Saturday.
It is this Saturday, yep.
Wait, so, there's 2 games Saturday, 2 games Sunday,
correct? Just like last time. Just like last week. So they get the Patriots this week. Now, Brock Osweiler, if you guys don't know, Brock Osweiler, 80% of his completions. So these are the passes that somebody actually catches from Brock Osweiler.
Right.
80% of his completions have come within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah.
Give
that is by
man
far the
$82
highest
million. Dollars.
I mean, do your homework. That's like he's like Jay Cutler.
Well, I think the Texans were so
butthurt off. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Now you've gone too far. Let's put Brady Matthews in timeout for 5 minutes.
Start the clock.
So, they were so butthurt after the playoff performance last year from Brian Hoyer when he threw 6 picks,
right,
that they were like, give us anybody.
Anybody else.
They probably would have taken Cutler.
And the Bears were like, we'll take him. We'll take Brian Hoyer.
He's good here. But if you're the like a Texans fan, so it's the equivalent of the Dolphins. So there were Dolphins fans who paid for a flight up to Pittsburgh, who paid for a ticket to the game, which couldn't have been cheap, given like how beloved the Steelers are.
Mm-hmm.
So to get a playoff ticket in Heinz Field for that game, they paid for a hotel. Couldn't be cheap. That's a prime time.
Away.
Hotel, food, beers, you know, pizzas, all that stuff. They put money into this, and it's like, what are you doing? Your team had no shot. You have Matt Moore as your quarterback going in against probably like the best offense in the AFC right now. So everyone knew. Like it was one of those spreads again where it was, I think it was 14 by game time.
Right.
The Steelers are 14-point favorites. So it's like you had no shot to win this game, so why are you going? So I'll say it again for Texans fans. If you are thinking about going to the game this weekend, don't.
Yeah.
Take your wife out for a nice dinner.
Right.
Get some points. You know, find out what she wants to watch on Amazon Prime.
Right.
Or like on her Amazon Fire Stick. Find out what she wants to watch and watch that instead. This is a weekend to get some points because it's not even going to be close.
Right. By the way, this show is brought to you by Amazon Fire Stick. Check it out right now. Amazon.com.
I wish.
What is one game that you think? I think the Cowboys beat the shit out of the Packers.
Do you really think
it's
so?
It's 110%. Well, without Jordy Nelson, without Jordy Nelson, you're in big fucking trouble.
It's hard to say. Like
Ezekiel Elliott's going to have a game like you've never seen.
I saw an interesting stat on Twitter that the Cowboys have the, according to PFF, they have the number one secondary. I can't believe that because I know the run defense is really good, but one of those pro football like rating systems has put their secondary number one because Claiborne's going to be back.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Aaron Rodgers is one of the shiftiest quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, but the Cowboys don't blitz.
No, they don't blitz. They contain, which is
what
great.
Kills him.
But I think they're going to throw a couple blitzes in there. I really do.
Maybe. You know who I think is going to have a big game is Geronimo Allison from the Packers. Did you ever hear about this guy?
No.
So he was on the practice squad.
His name's Geronimo?
Geronimo Allison.
I like him
Allison.
Already.
Yeah.
A guy beating the Cowboys? Perfect. How apropos.
Geronimo Allison defeated the Cowboys. So this guy is a Twitter freak. So he's all about the pussy on Twitter. So if you find, as long as he hasn't deleted them, it's all just about like when he's done with the game, he's all like, hey, where's the pussy at? I'm going to be here. Like, hey, I'm going to be out here tonight.
Bring
that puss out tonight. It's hysterical. So check him out. Geronimo Allison on his Twitter account.
I'm looking it up
amazing.
Right now.
So he's the guy who needs to step up. So now you'll have Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison. They're the ones that are going to have to step up. And if they can get any semblance of a...
Doesn't the Packers tell them to take that shit down?
I think after...
You've got to.
Yeah.
Although if Trump can tweet what he tweets, I guess who's checking, you know what I mean?
Right. And you know, like people in Wisconsin probably don't know what Twitter is yet either. So
they're not exactly.
It's a Trump state. It's coming.
I mean, it really is. You know what I think is so funny is when Meryl Streep made fun of him and then he comes out and is like, she's the most overrated actress
of all time.
And then, do you know what he said last year? She was one of the best actresses he's ever seen.
They went back and
right. Scott, I'm telling you.
So apparently, he's gone back and protected his tweets. Because I looked up, I just typed Geronimo Allison pussy, and it's
Geronimo Allison pussy.
Oh, there we go. This
bunch
is
of
it.
Indian porn.
So this is back in 2012. If I'm hitting you from the back and you got your head in my MF pillows like you trying to go through my damn bed, ho, your pussy ain't shit. That's dated June 20th, 2012.
Ho, your pussy ain't
if
shit.
If you're pushing my
he might
body
have been
19 out,
at that point.
Is I'm trying to go in your ho, your pussy ain't shit. Oh, so he's like, this. That's his thing is your pussy ain't shit. That's
your
his
pussy
phrase.
Ain't shit.
All right, let me put one more. This go for all the hoes who think they pussy to shit. All right, well, good for you, Geronimo. These were all dated.
Hold on. Give me
June.
My phone. I got to follow this guy.
He's protected all of them. This is a screenshot.
So, how did you find this?
I just typed in Geronimo Allison pussy.
So there's a bunch of research. We ran an article on the Daily Upper Decker about him, but he's the one who needs. He's the one that's going to need to stand up. He's going to have to get off of Twitter. He's going to have to have like a nice 5 or 6 catch game to draw all the attention away from everybody else. But I actually think that's going to be one of the better games. Again,
I think it will come down to the final play, and that's when they're going to give. They will probably have to give Aaron Rodgers the benefit of someone pushing off or not. For right. a Hail Mary play. Because Randall Cobb totally pushed off the crowd, and everyone's giving him credit for being the rebounder, and everyone's saying, they didn't make the rebound. That's because everyone for the ball, and he pushed off of them.
It happens all the time. It's actually like, it's nice that that happened to the Packers the last time the Giants came in. It was when the Packers were 15-1. The Packers were down, like I think, like 7 or 10 points going into halftime, and it was like, all right, just knock this ball down, regroup. We're only going to be down 7 or 10 points.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the Hail Mary. Same thing, push off, guy gets it, and all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, we're down 17. We're not going to win this game.
Right.
When they went to Seattle that time and the Hail Mary, Golden Tate absolutely pushed off. It happens all the time. It just wasn't Randall
Cobb. They give it to the Hail Mary because it's such an unbelievable Hail Mary. Play. It's great for ratings. It's great for talk about. And if someone throws a flag on the play, you're roughing up all the fun that's going to make football popular that day.
So I think that's going to be a great game. I think what we learned the most from the Packers game is that going on a boat trip, during your first week of playoff, like play ever, like
ever that
your first
ever
trip ever to the playoffs,
to
like, yeah, you know, flying out of, where were they? Washington. Were they in Washington?
Right.
So flying out of DC instead of going home and flying down to Miami to club with Bieber and then sit on a boat with Trey Songz where there's a shit ton of drugs and Adderall. And
there's a picture in that picture that they posted, the dude in the corner's holding a blunt.
I think that's Trey Songz though. So I think it's okay. You know he's an entertainer.
Also, what's his face? Cruz. He has no business being on that boat, bro. You're 35.
Right, you're the veteran.
Get off.
Yeah.
Get off.
Yeah, you're done.
Go have a steak dinner at Bob's. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So it's like,
and he's trying to like fit in with these guys. It's almost like, it's kind of sad.
It is.
You're hanging out with the young crew.
It's like
your last
chance to like hold on to them. Like, hold on. I'm still one of them.
Listen, even if you're going to party and you're 35 years old, at least do it and no one can see you.
Right.
Or you know.
Put a bathing suit on.
Go to a sports bar. Get some wings.
This picture didn't leak to the press. They posted it. Someone posted it to their personal Instagram.
They're all wearing their Mexican bathing suits, their high tops and their jeans.
Like,
it's unbelievable.
It looked like a Jodeci music video.
Yeah, it looked like a music video.
That's what it looked like. Yeah. Jodeci music video. I'm not kidding you.
If you would have told me we'd be talking about Jodeci and CeeLo Green.
I was just waiting
on our first podcast in 2017.
I said you're crazy. I mean, it looked like a sketch on SNL.
Yeah.
Well, apparently in the video, you can hear someone in the back asking Sterling Shepard, some broad is saying, like, hey, baby, you want some Adderall? And
he's like,
no, I'm a football player. And she's like, it's okay.
He's like, no, it's actually not. I'm a football player.
By the way, she does have really good prices on that Adderall. Totally.
But you know what I was going to say, too, is wouldn't you wait to have a fucking boat party after?
After.
After.
To celebrate.
Right.
You're almost there.
They didn't even win the division. Like, there's nothing to celebrate.
Didn't go on a boat for 17 fucking games, and now it's time to go on a boat?
Right. Yeah, you've got all of February. All of March.
I don't understand. You went to the hottest, warmest place, and you wore jeans and fucking boots. Then you went to the coldest place, went to the 50-yard line with your chains and tattoos with no T-shirt on. And did you see that?
They went
to the 50-yard line, and they're all throwing the ball around with their T-shirts off for like a hot 20 seconds. They're like, it ain't cold out here. By the way, cut to first quarter. They're all sitting there with a blanket on on the sidelines. Get your fucking act together, you dumbasses.
Yeah.
Like a kid with pneumonia.
Jesus
it's hot, he's cold.
Christ.
but it's actually a really good thing. Not that just because I'm a Packers fan that they didn't win, because can you imagine if Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard and Cruz and Roger Lewis, if they all would have went down on this boat party and then they would have won, what they would have done like the next week on their day off, and then like how it all would have followed. People would have been like, well, OBJ did it and they were fine. They won by 20. Now the fact that they got smoked. That they got absolutely smoked. I think it's like a learning lesson for everyone.
Grow the fuck up.
Also, where was
you're a professional athlete?
The Giants' defense, this vaunted defense that was so great all season.
Well, they actually like held them in check for most of
the game,
and then it was just the floodgates opened after that. Yeah, it's just that you gave Aaron Rodgers too much time. He danced around the pocket, and then he made some unbelievable throws.
I feel like if Odell Beckham could fuck his hair, he would. That's just where I'm at. I really do.
Did he always have that hair, or was that just a rookie year?
I don't know, but I feel bad for all the black guys that are trying to
do it
because it doesn't even look any remotely like his.
Right.
His is like lazy, and it's like blonde. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, all right, that looks pretty dope. Other guys like it looks like it's orange.
It's brutal.
You're like, I don't know if you're trying to go for it or you're trying to do your own thing, but it looks like Burger King chicken fries. And I'm not being racist, I'm being honest. So that's where I'm at.
It's unbelievable. So moving on to the other games.
You can cut that out.
No, it's not. It's great. Seattle, Detroit, we don't really need to talk about it. I don't think anyone.
Spanking.
I think even Detroit bet against themselves, and that would explain a lot of their drop passes and just shitty play. But if you look at the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
Against the Steelers, some other, you know, there are a couple things I want to talk about. One, I think Matt Moore was briefly dead. I think he died for a split second.
He clocked out. His head, actually, I've never seen it until Beetlejuice. That's the only time I've ever that's the only time I've ever seen someone's head go around that good. He got his head spun around so fast.
Don't you just hate it when that happens?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
He was out for one play.
That's nuts.
And I was like, dude, lay down. It's like Apollo fighting the Russian. Lay down. Throw the damn towel.
If he dies, he dies.
I don't even know if did they not have a doctor on the sideline that day?
No, they were all there. They checked him out, and boom, he came back in. Well, he was down on
Who's
the ground for such a long time that he probably got his bearings back at that point.
Their doctor is actually...
Listen, or he didn't, based on his play. Based on his play, he might not have gotten
the Dolphins' test. Doctor is actually blind. He's blind. Okay. Yeah, he did the touch test.
Yeah. He just put leeches on him and said he's fine.
Right. Medicine man.
So, again, the Dolphins didn't stand a shot in that game, and it turned out everyone was correct.
You know what, though? I don't think the Dolphins can play in cold weather at all, obviously. I mean, because they're in warm weather constantly.
Miami teams just don't do well in a cold weather.
Ever.
Yeah, no. And it's like the Buffalo team can't go down to Miami and play well in warm weather. It's crazy. Every single time Buffalo goes down to Miami, they lose. Every time Miami comes out to Buffalo,
they lose.
For the most part.
When Miami won the Super Bowl, where did they play?
The Orange Bowl, I think.
In Miami.
They played in their home stadium.
Right, point proven. Yeah. There we go.
Your Honor, next case.
Your Honor.
And now the second thing I want to talk about is the fact that Phil Simms farted during the telecast. Again, now he did it last year during the Steelers game when it was the second round of the playoffs when the Steelers played the Broncos.
You, dude.
Is that just his farted. Opinion of the
no,
Steelers?
Do your homework. Do your homework. He's lost his marbles.
Yeah, Brady and I are talking
he's
about
definitely,
this.
People are like, wow, Phil Simms is definitely damaged in the brainsicles.
Yeah, well,
messed
he played
up.
Football in the 80s, dude.
I'm telling you. I know, when AstroTurf was concrete.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So
talk
now,
about tough dudes.
Oh, man.
So now watch this video, Ferberg. I showed it to Brady off mic before we started.
Okay.
So it's 23-6. They come back from commercial. Jim it's Nance cold, whatever. And they're talking about like the temperature warming up. And now watch Nance's face. And like he doesn't even wait for the camera to cut away before he just gets up from where they're sitting. He just walks away. He's just not, and Phil Simms kind of laughs. He's like, "Are you okay? Are you all right? Are you warming up?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm worried about you." All right, so here we go. We're gonna play this. You can find this clip on Facebook.
6 yard field goal try. Yeah, and then gotta remember the wind. We talked about that. Warmed up though, Jim.
Look at his face. Like, he's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm
And you know what? What a choice of words. I think it's warmed up, you fucking asshole.
It's what you might not have heard at the end.
What is dick? I think it's warmed up. I think it's warmed up. What's warmed up? Your seat under your asshole?
Yeah, at the end, Nance is like, yeah, well, I'm worried about you. To where it's just like, yeah, your fucking insides are like just rotting themselves.
I just want to see. I want to see Phil Simms. Bill Walton and Charles Barkley in the booth together. Just the three of them. Marijuana should not be a Schedule I.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Oh, man. Maybe Bob Uecker.
So that's Barkgate right there. Did Phil Simms fart in the booth and Jim Nance's face? You have to go check it out. Busted Coverage. The site Busted Coverage has it.
Or did you Google it and see if that was actually the case?
Oh, yeah, everyone's
saying
that.
Oh, I was
going to
say, maybe Jim Nance saw something in the stands and he needed a second look.
No,
I've been there. I've gotten up in mid-conversation, needed to get a double take at some titties.
Oh, man.
I don't think that was the case.
All right,
so before we leave the NFL playoff talk, your predictions for this week. I'm going to say, obviously, the Patriots. I honestly think that the Chiefs beat the Steelers. There's something fishy about that line right now going into Kansas City playoff atmosphere. Andy Reid said 2 weeks
Kansas
prepared.
City all day.
Even though the Steelers like curb stomped them during the regular season, I think something's up. It was like week 4 or 5
or something.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Like, that's why if anyone's basing the Dallas Green Bay game on week mm-hmm. 6, that was 11 weeks ago, 12
right.
weeks ago.
Aaron Rodgers is a different quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bet against the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is hotter than two broads scissoring each other on an altar right now. So I'll go with the Packers. I will go with the Seahawks to upset the Falcons.
Really? Because that's supposedly the lock of the week.
Well, we'll see here. I'm listening to my Indian intern, Rakesh.
Okay.
He was hot last week. I think he was 5-3.
Okay.
And then I'll go with the Patriots and Chiefs.
I'm going to go Patriots, Cowboys, and what are the other two?
The Falcons or Seahawks or the...
I'll take, because I hate the Seahawks, but I love Devin Hester. I'm going to take the Falcons because I hate the Seahawks.
The Falcons, yes.
And who's the other one?
The Steelers or Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I'm going all home.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm taking the Steelers.
Okay. You are going the Steelers. Yeah, I am. After that. All right, I'm going all home games. I think that the home games are going to.
So the ones and twos will all make it.
The ones and twos will make it, yeah.
But that is so Jewish.
But, it really
that
is
so Jewish.
I'm betting
I'm not
with
going
the
out
odds.
On a limb. I'm going conservative. But I'm going conservative.
I have a question.
I'm being bearish.
How many playoff games has Alex Smith actually won? I'm going to go with zero, right?
No, he's won some because he played for San Francisco.
But did they win any?
Yeah, they won their divisional games.
But yeah, he might have won. But he's also part of like that. Remember the Chiefs were up like 35 to like nothing or 35-3 against the Colts, and the Colts came back. And
yeah,
he was also part of that. Anyway, moving on here in the hot mess, we have to talk about Grayson Allen. So if you don't know who Grayson Allen is, he's the biggest one of the
pussy.
White kids on Duke, which is could be any of them.
He looks like Mike Krzyzewski's like
illegitimate kid.
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like they could remake I Hate Christian later just called I Hate Grayson Allen.
They've got enough video.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So if you don't know, if you haven't heard the story, he keeps tripping people. So then he was suspended for a game, and I don't know if you saw him after he was assessed the foul and they pulled him from the game.
Like a female.
Oh yeah, he was just going nuts. Like someone had told him like that 9/11 just happened.
Right.
And like his dad was in the World Trade Center or something, you know? Like he was just he was ready to like rip someone's fucking head off, man.
Yeah, so, I've never seen a reaction like that. When you're guilty, you know what I mean? That's like getting caught doing coke and your mom walks in and you're like, "What is this stuff? What is this shit, mom? What is this, mom? Mom, do you see this white stuff in my room?" And you're like, "What? What are you doing? You're guilty."
Well, now I know how you act when you're high on coke. That's the important thing. I just wanted to know.
I only do it when my mom's home. That's it.
So he gets suspended for a game, comes back. They're playing Virginia. Was it Virginia Tech the other night? I can't remember who they were playing.
I don't remember.
Whoever they were playing. Georgia Tech they beat. And then the next game, he tried to trip somebody again. And people were like defending him. Like Seth Greenberg on ESPN was like, no. What he was doing here is he's trying to get around the pick. Yeah, if you were trying to get around the pick, you would lift your leg up in a forward manner.
Dude.
He literally kicked his leg out like a ballet dancer. And the ACC said, there isn't enough conclusive evidence to say that there was an intent there to trip somebody.
What?
Wow. It was awful. So he basically got away with another one. So I ask you at this
point.
Now,
did he actually trip the guy, or was it just
Nah,
like
the guy just kind of, it was okay. Kind of like he kind
People
of ran
probably
into,
expecting it to happen now, so they're probably keeping their distance.
Right. Well, he ran into like his foot, but just kind of ran around. He didn't make a big scene or anything like that. So I ask you at this point, now that he's been busted three times in the last year, tripping somebody, got suspended, and then tried to do it again, allegedly, is he super fucked in the head? Or is he just an asshole?
I think he's damaged. I really do. I think he's so used to getting his own way. So now everything's kind of – college basketball is a little bit harder than high school. And so now he's like, I'm just going to start tripping bitches.
Yeah.
and it's such – I think he comes from like a very well – obviously, look at him. Grayson mm-hmm. Allen. Listen to the damn name. That's the,
a
that's
white
the
kid
whitest,
at Duke. Yeah.
That's the whitest, most privileged name I've ever heard in my life.
Privilege McPrivilege.
Don't tell me he's coming from the south side of Chicago. No. He's coming from like northern Michigan or something beautiful.
Yeah, coming from the south side of Beverly Hills.
Right.
He's doing just fine.
So, I mean, that's just bananas.
Yeah. All right, what do you
I've
think?
Never, I've never tripped anyone ever, not even football.
Right.
I actually broke my arm because some kid tripped me playing football.
Really?
So you
think he's an asshole?
I think Grayson Allen's the biggest piece of shit ever.
Yeah,
and
I think he's so, what a pussy.
And Coach K needs to stop defending him.
All right, so here's my take on it. I think that he's a dick. On the inside.
Yeah.
Anytime you have to come out and like defend your actions and say, I'm not an asshole. You're an asshole.
Right.
But I honestly think that my belief. Now, I don't know Grayson Allen's parents. I don't know his childhood. I don't know him presently. But my belief is that he's one of these kids who would sit out and his dad would play basketball with him in the driveway or the country club or wherever.
I'm going to go
wherever,
country club.
Yeah, wherever they were playing hoops. And like it'd be like free throw time, right? So he would sit out there and he'd shoot 10 free throws. He'd make 9 of them. But on the one he missed, his dad would be like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Why should I even coach you? Why should I even be out here if you're not going to hit that free throw right
there?
You're
talking about my dad or his dad?
But I honestly think that's the situation. That there's such a fear of failure in him that he just doesn't know how to react when something goes wrong. And just something like it's triggered some kind of like asshole
mechanism.
I don't
know, man. It's really weird. It's like Draymond Green kicking people in the nuts.
Right.
Like, I don't get it. Is that
it's just
like a
thing that comes out? Exactly. When you're challenged
when you're
too much.
Frustrated.
Yeah. When you realize that people are as good as you.
Right.
This is like the competition is higher. You start to react in bad ways. OBJ punches nets.
See, listen.
Punches holes in the wall.
Punches holes in the wall.
Field, yeah.
If I'm telling jokes and people aren't into it, I'm not going to start spitting in people's faces.
But
I'd
we
like,
know
it's,
people.
It's just a reaction.
Like, tip over somebody's $7 pint.
The worst. Right. We know people who do that, right. And they fucking suck.
Yeah, right. Because they know they suck.
Right.
So is it more of an asshole to trip people out on the basketball court,
yes,
or not even show up to a game when it's scheduled, when you're a professional basketball player.
That's a really good question.
And we're moving
question.
On here.
Great
we're
question.
Moving on here in the hot mess, and we're talking about Derrick Rose here in the hot mess. So I understand that it's the Pelicans. Nah, I don't want to play the Pelicans. I even though they still had a
but
team.
But why wouldn't you want to play the Pelicans? You're going to have a great game.
Easy victory.
So basically what happened is Derrick Rose, before Monday night's game against the Pelicans, shows up for the shoot-around in the morning and then just disappears. Doesn't tell anybody where he's going. So it's like 90 minutes before game time, and Brandon Jennings just said, I didn't know why, but I was just told that I was starting. So
you know what? That's like catching your girl. That's like your girlfriend catching you cheating, and you're like, she's like, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fine. I love you, and everything's gonna be great. And then you find out she cheats on you, and you're like, wait, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened? That's what it was like. Derrick Rose was like, yeah, I'll show up to practice. Yeah, I'm shooting around. Let's have some fun. I can't wait for the game tonight. We'll see you guys later. And then he doesn't fucking show up. It's a big fuck you in the face because Jeff Hornacek sat his ass against the Bucks.
That's why.
And he had another benching too. So his explanation is that there was a family situation.
Bullshit.
At home, and he was so emotionally involved that he had to go home and see his mom.
Yeah, what did PJ have a play? Did
he
PJ have play
easily
practice?
He said something.
So in the end, he's not going to get suspended. He just got fined an undisclosed amount.
That's bullshit.
But I agree. I honestly think that he's trying to do – it's no secret that he wants to be traded. He wants out. He wants to go play for a contender.
He probably wants to go play for like the Spurs, or he wants to go to like anyone that's somewhat – in contention.
Well, we were talking about it earlier. I don't think Popovich wants
the
a guy like this.
Won't take
I
a
would
chance
never.
I'll take a kid in a wheelchair over Derrick Rose if I'm Greg Popovich. At least Popovich, that kid in a wheelchair is going
to
show up.
That's the sequel to Air Bud.
He'll have heart.
Playing Derrick Rose, you know?
Wheelchair bobble night.
You'll get a golden retriever who shows up on time.
So there was a time, and I think Brady could attest to this, that Derrick Rose was like almost like a hero in Chicago.
Oh,
it was
for
like
sure.
The Golden Boys
first
coming
2 years.
Home. Yeah, and it was like he gave it his all, man. He was like, he would cry. He was like, I remember him like crying when he got the Adidas contract, where it was just like, man, I've worked so hard for this. And he would like sacrifice his body and just whatever it took to win games, he was going to be there. If there was a game on the schedule, he was going to show up to the game.
Yeah, right. He said, I don't care if I can't walk, I'm still going to try to play.
Right, so then he got hurt.
Guess what happened?
And everyone was still in his corner, like he's going to be back next year. And then all of a sudden, something just changed. And he just stopped wanting to play the game of basketball, and it came to a head Monday night when he didn't show up for that game.
I think he lost his fire. I think he got paid, and his family's living good. He's living good. And he's like, wait, why am I playing for a shitty team, and why am I getting benched in the fourth quarter? I don't need this shit. I'll go play Adidas League.
Yeah.
The you know, and the one dunk tour. Contest.
Sure. Why, what am I doing? I'll go play for the Windy City fucking Bulls or Knicks or whatever. Why am I trying so hard?
So
I got paid. My family's good, and my son's good, and my son's son's good.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? He says he's never going to do it again. Do you believe him?
No.
No, he does it again next week. He does it again.
I don't.
Next
week. And I think unless Hornacek's fired, no, I don't see anything happening. I think he's such a bitch. He's just a bitch. He's such a bitch.
And that's the kind of analysis that you come here that's what you come here for. That's
bitch.
The hard-hitting analysis that you only find here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us online at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on The Vine for at least the next 8 days. Gentlemen, let's jump into our listeners' favorite segment. It's called The Pile.
The Pile,
yeah. So you're going to play the attorney,
okay,
and you're going to play the judge. So we've got the Honorable Judge Brady Matthews, and we have, what do they call it, just Attorney Ferberg?
Ferberg Esquire, if you will.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
Ferberg Esquire. All right. First up here in the pile, Joey Porter. Joey Porter, the outside linebackers coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, decided it's pretty much right up there with flying down to Miami to club with Bieber during your first week of playoffs ever.
Yeah.
Your first ever like playoffs week. So Joey Porter decided that it was a good time to go to a bar and assault a doorman and then a police officer. So
I haven't been there though.
He was arrested for that.
So was I. So,
well, this is at Brady Matthews in Champaign, Illinois. This is Joey Porter in Pittsburgh.
Oh, this is in my hometown.
So basically, Porter. It says here, Porter grabbed the doorman by the arms and lifted him off the ground Sunday evening when Porter was denied entry to the flats on Carson, just a few hours after Pittsburgh's playoff victory over the Miami Dolphins. Last time you were here, you threatened to kill me. The officer overheard the doorman saying to Porter, you need to leave. You're not getting in. The officer then said he pulled Porter away from the doorman, and Porter grabbed the officer's wrist so tightly that he could not pull them away from him no matter how hard he tried.
Yeah, dude. Oof.
Porter backed away but then refused to put his hands behind his back. He eventually allowed himself to be handcuffed but yelled, "You're lying. I never touched you," as the officer arrested him. Attorney, defend your client, right, well, Ferberg Esquire.
First of all, you clearly heard the truth. He said, "You're lying. You never touched me." Number one. Number two, if he picked the guy up off the ground, clearly he was trying to say he was sorry for threatening to kill him, and he wanted to make amends by giving him a big hug, you know, just a big loving hug. It was nice and tight, and he picked him up off the ground. And then number three, when he grabbed the police officer's wrist and held it so tightly, he actually missed the wrist. He meant to grab him by the hand and give him a nice, firm handshake. Introduce himself as Joey Porter. Your Honor, let my man off. Come on.
Well, I believe you have about four of the jury members on your side right now.
Yeah.
They're all wearing Joey Porter jerseys. Yeah, we'll see how the judge feels about it.
Yeah,
though.
My final point is, come on.
I say suspend him for the rest of the playoffs, and you give him a year. What is it? Picking up trash.
Hey, he's not going to jail. There's another one for Ferberg.
Yeah, no, they never go to jail.
That's why they call you, buddy. Moving on here in the pile, Zach Brown, not the chicken fried, toes in the water, Zach Brown, but the elite St. John's basketball recruit was arrested for petty theft after he and his brother were in line at a Walgreens, and he reached into the cash register when it opened and grabbed a handful of fives. Police found $135 on him and $30 on his brother. Brown has also been arrested for armed robbery, theft by snatching, and credit card fraud prior to this, which means the 7'1" center must be pretty damn good at buckets for Chris Mullen at St. John's to say, "We still want you to represent us."
Yes.
Ferberg Esquire, good luck with this guy.
Listen, clearly he's trying to go to St. John's. It's a Christian school. Clearly he comes from a good place with a good heart. As a Jew, I don't know nothing about those things, but go St. John's. I got $50 in them tomorrow. He only grabbed it. You made a point earlier. He only grabbed the stack of fives. They're not the 20s. Not the 100s.
So you're saying he's not going on an academic scholarship?
He's
then.
Really he wasn't
take the one with Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
he was a good guy.
He went after his favorite president. That's really what it was. It was supposed to be a history lesson. And then also think about it. He gave $30 to his brother. He's a giving guy. He wanted his brother to have a little bit of the money. Also, you mentioned things like armed robbery and credit card fraud. This isn't as bad as those things. This is less than the other crimes that he's been busted for.
I get it. It's baby steps. Like when you try to quit smoking, you put the patch on. At least you're getting a little bit of nicotine.
This is
all right.
Him grabbing those fives was his way of taking Nicoderm CQ. Remember that? Right. The tasteless, awful gum that made people just want to smoke more cigarettes.
I feel like you're like Goat Boy. Remember the 80s. Remember right. that?
In fact, I think that was some people's reaction to chewing Nicoderm CQ. They would turn into goat people. So, Your Honor, let my man off. Come on.
He's suspended for the rest of the season. He's got to do community service for 12 months. And he's got to see psychiatric help. And his brother.
Your Honor, as an outside, as the arbitrator here, might I recommend that he needs to pick up at least two shifts a week at the Walgreens?
Yes.
At that location?
Yes. Okay. At that location.
Okay.
He needs to make change. Whenever he has to make change, if someone pays with cash, he can't use the fives.
Okay.
So that'll get him thinking.
And he can only shop at CVS.
Which will help him in the long run.
Yes. Again, that we're trying to, we're not saying that we're better than these guys. We're just trying to help them learn, become
we're
better
not trying
men.
To we're not trying to crash their future. We're trying to change their future.
I just
want to
learn how we committed credit card fraud. That's impressive. That's a guy that deserves to go to Shane Dunn.
Probably found a credit card in a wallet that he stole during an armed robbery and then tried to use it at Walgreens.
Is that simple credit? I thought credit card fraud would actually be applying for a credit card with someone else's information.
I don't think he's smart enough to do that.
Oh, okay.
Moving on here in the pile, next up, Orion Green, former NBA player, was arrested for breaking into two homes and assaulting slash fondling a 40-year-old sleeping woman. So
that is awful.
Yeah, that's
Oh, my God. Okay. So.
Well, she's sleeping. She can't say no.
Here we go. Number one, this only happened in one of the two houses that he broke into. So he's already okay with that first house that he broke into. Maybe it's because there was no one home to fondle. I don't know the details. I haven't read the entire report. I'm just saying he only fondled one person in one of those two houses. Secondly... Your Honor,
judge how you rule it on this one. It's a tough break.
Lock him up.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right. Once you got
5 years in the can.
Once you got me on fondling, the thing is that triggers a lot of like history for me. You know,
put him in the clink.
Yeah, I don't need anyone fondled.
Clink up.
No fondling at Ferberg Esquire.
Good news if you've got Adam Pac-Man Jones in your current athletes getting arrested.
What a bag of dicks that guy is.
Because, would you know it, son of a bitch, he got arrested again, ladies and gentlemen.
How is he still in the league?
Is he still playing?
Yes. Oh, he's on the Bengals. He's got two more years.
He's been on the Bengals for like 6 years.
He's been on a lot of teams for fucking 6 years.
That's probably why he still has a gig. It's like you can't play for the Bengals unless you have an arrest, right. You know, a lengthy arrest record.
That's how they keep the league going. That's why they have to have 32 teams.
So here.
I think he's got a rifle in his locker.
It used to be to start for the Cowboys, you have to have an arrest record. Foreshadowing, we've got somebody coming up in the pile who used to play for the Cowboys. Adam Jones used to play for the Cowboys briefly. All right, here we go. Here was the title used during Adam Jones. And I think it's safe that we can still call him Pac-Man.
Yeah,
sure. What a great, cute name.
For the sake of this segment.
That's like calling Lil Wayne, even though he's like 48. You're not Lil anymore. You're just Wayne.
Restraint chair used on Adam Jones, who will remain jailed. That was the title of the article in USA Today. For the seventh time in less than 12 years, Adam Pac-Man Jones has been arrested. This time, authorities say Jones was at the Millennium Hotel near Paul Brown Stadium Monday night, beating on different hotel room doors. When hotel security arrived, Jones allegedly pushed and poked a hotel security employee in the eye.
Jesus.
When the real cops arrived on the scene to arrest Jones, he refused to enter the police car and allegedly pulled away before kicking and headbutting an officer. Next up, he spit on the nurse at the jail as she tried to, just whatever the booking process
what
is,
if,
take
what
fingerprints
if this
or take blood,
up?
Whatever.
What if someone just made all this shit up? Someone just had a vendetta against Pac-Man Jones.
Believe it or not, before we hear Ferberg Esquire's defense, that is the real defense that he's going with. It's all a lie. I'm innocent, man. None of that happened.
I don't know. How do you poke someone in the fucking eyeball? One, I understand like when you fight and like you maybe poke someone. But why you spit on the nurse's hand? Like,
why did he punch a woman in the face outside of a bar 18 months ago?
All right, lock him up.
Is
that's
that
mine.
Only 18 months ago? Yeah. All right, Your Honor, I forfeit this. I don't want to defend this.
I'm done repping this guy.
Yeah, he punched a woman in the face.
Put him in jail. I mean, obviously, look at the damn guy. He just wants to go get some shitty meals and find a warm bed.
Right. I mean, here's my take on a guy like Adam Pac-Man Jones, is that since day one, football coaches have been telling him he's the shit. Right. It's a lot like Aaron Hernandez.
Or Derrick Rose.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it. Derrick Rose's homework for him. Aaron Hernandez like shoots a guy down in Florida allegedly, and like Urban Meyer's people just kind of like clean it up.
Urban Meyer had something to do with that?
Yeah, well, he was the coach at Florida.
Oh, my God, you're right.
And Aaron Hernandez roomed with Tim Tebow.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
That's a reality show.
Wow.
Yep.
How about Tim Tebow going to prison to help Aaron Hernandez get out or at least kind of redeem his soul?
Did he really?
No, that would be a good reality really show. I'm helping you out here.
I need that for 30 for 30.
Daily Upper Productions pitching this to 30 for 30.
Jiminy
Christmas. So here's the thing. So you keep telling guys like Adam Jones and Aaron Hernandez, you're great, don't worry. And when they get in trouble, you cover up for them. You clean it up. No worries. Just pay him a little bit of money. We'll get you off. You're still going to be on the football
field.
You
call what's his face? You know what I'm talking
Ferberg
about?
Ferberg Esquire.
You call Ferberg Esquire.
Listen, you punched a woman. I can't help you. Yeah, that's it. That's going to be
You call Ray Donovan is what you do.
Ray Donovan, yeah.
He'll clean it up.
So it's sooner or later, like, it's just going to, like, if you're Aaron Hernandez, he's like, well, I got away with shooting that guy in Florida. Might as well shoot someone up in Boston. And then he shot the other, Alden Lloyd or Odin Lloyd, whatever Odin the guy is.
How many people has he shot? Two?
I think four now. I think he's up to almost a full hand full of people. So, but the thing is, if you don't punish them, they're never going to learn their lesson.
Right.
My mom used to spank me in the ass. She never hit me in the face or anything like that, but she would spank me in the ass if I ever did anything wrong. And you know what? I stopped doing that. She'd send me up in my room and I would cry, be an 85-degree day out in Wisconsin. You don't want to miss one of those. And I learned not to be a shit dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sooner or later, like, you just learn and you got to be punished for it. Adam Jones has never been punished for it. It's always like, pay a little bit of money here, go serve some soup to some homeless fucks, yeah, and that's it. And you go. If you don't punish these guys, they're going to keep doing this shit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Finally here in the pile.
Lighthearted. Fun.
All I got out of that was an 85-degree day in Wisconsin. Don't
all right. Well, let's make this short. Randy Gregory, whose playing career over the next calendar year is going to be rather short. Randy Gregory was suspended from football again for one calendar year for violating the league's substance abuse policy. This time, they think it's a missed test in November.
Yeah, he didn't show up for a test.
So, Ferber
pulled
Esquire,
Derrick Rose.
Yeah, and so this is like, he had already missed four games, then had tacked on 10 games.
Right.
And now he missed
now
the test.
Now it's the 1 year. So this is the third time he's failed. On one hand, people are comparing this to like when guys get DUIs in the league. And you know, I don't know how many times you have to get a DUI. I don't know if people have to kill while you're driving in your car to get a DUI. But people who have driven drunk and killed somebody have come back in the league sooner than this. I guess
Brent.
Not if you include the jail time. Actually, Josh Brent was done. He's not coming back.
Well, he was on the sidelines like 2 weeks later.
Yeah. So there's that. That kind of disparity. And then secondly, like you said, from the great words of Bill Walton, marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug. Okay, now I know that rules are rules.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now that we change the rules by changing rulings on this. They're what they call in the court system precedent. We make precedent in the court. And that's how things are changed. And people say that's ruling from the court, and you can't really do that. You can't legislate from the bench is the phrase. But Judge Brady, I implore you, to legislate from the bench today, let Gregory back and make weed legal in the NFL.
3 months probation, bring him on back.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Ferberg Esquire, 1-6.
Another great episode here on the LLC. Daily Upper Decker. Make sure you check us out online every single day at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck, and of course on the Vine for like the next 7 or 8 days. Guys, our final piece of advice. Let's give the people of Houston something to do Saturday instead of wasting like 3.5 hours watching the Houston Texans get an ass pounded by the New England Patriots. What should they do in Houston instead of watching their beloved team lose to the Patriots?
Spend a day at space camp at NASA.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a fun spot.
Man, you have been like more Jewy than usual today. 100%. It's been great. I love it, man.
Also, it's a great way to counter people saying that Texans are all idiots and drunk hillbillies. Like, no, you know where we fucking go out to space is Houston, Texas. So there's that.
I love it. That's I honestly was not expecting that. That's a great answer.
Thank you.
Brady Matthews?
What should they do for fun?
What should they do instead of watching the Houston Texans, who are a 16-point underdog to the New England Patriots this Saturday?
I'd say go to the bar and black out with your lady.
Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.